For any parents with two children under two, this could have been a difficult moment, especially when you know that the world is watching. This is the first time that we've seen the Duke and Duchess out in public with their two children. Prince George, at times, a little distracted, but with encouragement from Dad, he kept on walking. Eventually, we then got a glimpse of Princess Charlotte, bundled in her pram, dressed in the first of what will no doubt be many elaborate gowns to come. Heading into the same church on the Sandringham estate where the royal family go for Christmas, the Queen, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, Camilla and the Middletons all here to share the moment. Some in the crowds had started arriving as early as Saturday night to get the best spot. Such is the interest in the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. It's not surprising to see that hundreds of people have turned out for the christening here in Norfolk. The fact that the area in front of the church has been open to the public is a way of William and Kate saying thank you to the public for all of their support since their daughter was born. But also a reflection on how important Norfolk has become as a family home.
They've got enough grounds where they can walk as a family and do things with their the invasion of the public.
The private 45-minute service reflected on family tradition. Prince William's mother, Princess Diana, was christened here. And Princess Charlotte was baptised by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, using the lily font, a feature of royal christening since 1841. But the choice of godparents has surprised some. No royals or siblings. William and Kate instead opting for friends Sophie Carter, James Mead and Thomas Van Strapenzee, along with Kate's cousin, Adam Middleton, and William's first cousin, Laura Fellows, who was Princess Diana's niece. With the service over, a protective Prince George checked up on his little sister. He needn't have worried, with no sign of any tears from Princess Charlotte. As they walked back to Sandringham House for a cup of tea and some christening cake, after a big day for the latest member of the family. Rhiannon Mills, Sky News in Norfolk.